Me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Jeremiah chapter 28. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it came to pass in the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen, the Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words, which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beast of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died in the same year, in the seventh month. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so this chapter is, you know, if you're one of those Bible readers that says, okay, I'm going to let the Lord show me where to read today, clunk, there, and you show up in Jeremiah chapter 28, you're not going to understand it, because Jeremiah 28 follows exactly on the heels of Jeremiah 27. And Jeremiah 27 that we read earlier today spoke very clearly about that it was the Lord that spoke to Jeremiah, that told him to put those yokes on himself and then to spread them out into all the nations and so on. And so when Hananiah stands up in the house of the Lord and directly confronts Jeremiah, remember that it is an affront to the prophecy that the Lord had uttered through Jeremiah. This is especially important. This is why punishment of Hananiah is so severe, because he has directly countermanded the Lord and his prophecy that he gave through Jeremiah. And he did so even though he had opportunity to repent. So let's note here some of the things that we see going on in the passage. So it's the same year that Jeremiah has uttered his prophecy. It's the beginning of the reign in Zedekiah, and it's the fourth year and the fifth month. Okay, the fourth year and the fifth month. Keep that in mind. We're going to use that in a little bit. It's that very same year that Jeremiah uttered the prophecy that began in verse 12 of Jeremiah 27. Remember, that was the prophecy that he had been given all the way back under the reign of Jehoiakim some two decades ago, 25 years ago or so. And so he's kept that prophecy the whole time. He may or may not have, it doesn't say, have uttered it in the days of Jehoiakim, when it was first given to him, but he had it all that time. And then in the days of Zedekiah, in the beginning of his reign, he spoke it for sure. And we saw that in verse 12. I spake also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words. Okay. It is in direct opposition to that then, this using of the yoke and the bands and so on, that Hananiah the prophet stands up. And he spoke to Jeremiah, not privately, but a public confrontation before the people and the priests, and we might say being in the Lord's house before the Lord himself. Remember that the Lord's house ought to be a place of truth. The priest's lips should keep knowledge, is how Malachi says it in Malachi chapter 3. So, he says, after 2 years, everything's coming home. The Lord's going to break the yoke of King Nebuchadnezzar off of these nations and off of us. And he's going to bring home the vessels. And he's going to bring home our king, Jehoiakim, Jeconiah. And he's going to bring home all the captives that were taken. They're all coming home within the space of 2 years. I like what Jeremiah does here. He knows that he has spoken falsehood. But what does he do? He's in the Lord's house. He's before the Lord's people. So rather than there be a direct confrontation between them, you know, dueling prophets, if you will, Jeremiah says, amen. Certainly hope that would be the case. And back in old time, the prophets spoke to nations, whether the Lord would judge them or not. And the prophet that spoke and it came to pass, that's how everybody knew he was a true prophet. And he left it at that. A very modest way to confront the error that was being taught. Very modest. It wasn't a great and grand argument, not a great debate, not a great conversation. It was simply a very modest reply. And yet it was full enough to give everyone a sense of what was being done there. There were two prophets saying different things, and the one whose saying came to pass, that's how they would know which prophet was a true prophet. Okay. So, now we come to verse 10. Hananiah has an opportunity now to roll back his prediction of 2 years and a return of everything. He has that opportunity. Jeremiah has responded and even warned Hananiah in an oblique kind of way, but one that was not obviously lost on him, that, you know, maybe this isn't the word that you heard, or maybe this thing comes rising up out of your own breast and not from the word of the Lord. And so what does Hananiah do? He walks over to Jeremiah, takes the yoke off of his neck and breaks it. We don't need this sign anymore because the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar is already broken. We just have to wait and watch. So Jeremiah leaves without saying a word. And then the word of the Lord comes to him privately. And the Lord says to him, I want you to go speak a word to Hananiah. And that word to Hananiah is not a very comforting word, is it? It begins in verse 12, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet after Hananiah had broken the yoke off his neck, saying, go tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. You thought that you were releasing everyone, you're actually making it even harder for them. When the Word of God is perverted, it makes things more difficult, not less, in other words. You're going to harden them in their unbelief, harden them in their current course. Rather than fostering repentance, you've fostered hardening. And so rather than a yoke of wood, you've made it into a yoke of iron, one that certainly will not be removed. That's the point that's being made there. And then said the prophet, verse 15, unto Hananiah, "Hear now, the Lord hath not sent thee. Thou makest the people to trust in a lie." And remember that whenever ministers of any kind in any age of the church rise up in their positions of authority and cause the people of God to believe a lie, the Lord promises that He will rise up against those shepherds. And so, what do we have here? Jeremiah tells him, "You will not live to see the end of this year." Remember I told you we were going to go back to the dating once again? Look at the end. So Hananiah the prophet died in the same year, in the seventh month, just 2 months after he uttered the original prophecy. So what do we take away from that? We take away from that, how does Jeremiah judge the word of the prophet? How does he judge it? He takes it back to the Word of God. That must be always our procedure as well. And when we hear something that goes back to the Word of God and is founded there, then we have no opportunity for anything else but to hear it, to obey it, and to follow it. And if that word contradicts the Word of the Lord, then we are duty-bound not to obey it and not to hear it. Right? Okay, thus ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 28. Let's